T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now, please join me in welcoming the 57th governor of the great state of New York, Governor Kathy Hochul.
Good morning. Good morning. And yes, it actually is a very good morning. Delighted to be here, first of all, joined by a real treasure for this country. We thought he was our own Senator Chuck Schumer, but the leadership he has shown, especially since he ascended to be the majority leader of the United States Senate, has been nothing short of extraordinary. I'll be introducing him in a minute, but let's give another round of applause to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And a great partner in Congress. I had the pleasure of serving with him. Paul Tonko is here as well. That's Congressman Paul Tonko. And my partners in state government, Jeremy Cooney. And I want to thank you for your leadership on sponsoring what we're doing here today. Jeremy Cooney's here. Let's give him a round of applause. Al Stirpe is the sponsor in the assembly. He couldn't join us today, but a special shout out to Al Stirpe. Also, John Mannion, our senator from the 50th District. Neil Breslin is here from the 44th. Pat Fahey is here, Albany's own assembly member. Mayor of the city of Albany, my great friend and sometimes drinking buddy, the mayor. You know, got a lot to talk about, okay? We do have a good time together, Mayor. And of course, from Empire State Development, our leader, our champion, Hope Knight, has joined us here today. Let's recognize her. Commissioner of Labor, Roberta Reardon, let's give her a round of applause. Justin Driscoll, the interim president and CEO of NYPA, Power Authority. Javidan Rodriguez, the president of University of Albany. Senator Schumer and I were here, I think it was around May 14th for your graduation. It was a very hot day, but we're glad to be back. And of course, Deborah Stanley, our interim SUNY chancellor, has joined us here today. Great to be back at New York Creates and to see so many people. It was actually 199 days ago that I stood here with Senator Schumer. And we were talking about the National Semiconductor Technology Center. We're checking out the space, thinking this could be a nice home. But we needed to get some things done. And I'm sure he'll be talking about that, but we got the job done. He got the job done. And so we're very excited about the prospect of that. But also, we had a chance to highlight the need for a National Chips and Science Act. And it was a message to the semiconductor industry. Those of you who've gone away and developed and thinking you're prospering in another country, it's time to come home. This is your home. And those who've been with us from the very beginning, 2009, companies like Global Foundries, we say thank you for continuing your investment right here. Because if you establish your business here, you will thrive here. And it was literally just about a year ago when I became governor. And I said, I have two major priorities. One, we're in COVID, protect the health of New Yorkers. But number two is protect the health of the economy and make sure that our businesses have an environment where they can thrive and hire people and create good jobs, and we do the construction of their facilities. This has been my dream and my vision, and today we're taking an important step forward to make that become a reality. And just 2 days ago, you saw what President Biden did because of the leadership of Chuck Schumer, got the job done, the CHIPS and Science Act, and he'll be talking about that in a moment. But we say, you come to New York, or you rebuild in New York, you continue to invest in New York, we will welcome you with open arms. That's what we do. We are changing the trajectory of this state by investing in the technologies of the future. But also, manufacturing is in our DNA. We know that. You know, we're celebrating the 200th anniversary of the building of the Erie Canal, still considered an engineering marvel around the world. And places like Albany and Utica and Schenectady and Rochester and Syracuse and Buffalo and all the communities, they thrive not just because of this canal, but also because of the businesses, the manufacturing that occurred in those little communities that gave them life. So we have a culture of working hard. You roll up your sleeves, you show up at your job, you put in a good day's work. That's who we are as New Yorkers. And I'm telling you, as I talk to business leaders around this country, that is an amazing selling point, because that is not part of the DNA of people in so many states. It's who we are in New York. So it's also part of my own family story. My dad, the son of immigrants in search of a better life, came to Buffalo, literally made steel with his hands. He used to come out of work and he was all hot and sweaty. He worked in the coal plant, watched him pack his little lunchbox. He went off to work. We had one car. Grandpa borrowed the car, got to work. So I grew up with that sense of responsibility to community and family, but also the dignity of good paying jobs. But my father worked there as well. But when he was 30 years old, had a chance to get a college degree when he was working at the steel plant. And he jumped ship. He and a couple of other guys were just starting a new business called tech and computers. And what was this? And I remember being a little girl going into a gigantic room this big, and it had data processing machines. These were the old computers, and I got to play with the punch cards. So this was the early days of the technology businesses. So I also had a chance to see not just our traditional manufacturing, but what we can do with the world of technology and how it can change lives like my own. So, as someone who grew up in an era where the manufacturing jobs left, and everybody, and when I grew up in my hometown, it's like last one out of town, turn out the lights. I mean, that was what was going on in much of upstate New York. And we lost a lot of our manufacturing to overseas. But now, it's time to bring them back. And semiconductors, that is the industry, the manufacturer of semiconductors, and the innovation, the brilliant people that gather in places like this and think of the new way to move us forward. It's happening now, but we used to be further ahead. In 1990, the U.S. had nearly 40% of all the semiconductor manufacturing in the world. 40%. We were just moving ahead. Something happened, and now the number is 12%. Well, with Majority Leader Schumer and myself and our legislators all banding together, we're prepared to say we're ready to raise those numbers up, but not just raise them up for this country, raise them up here in New York State. And the implications are massive for national security, technological innovation, economic growth, and independence. I'm sick and tired of the U.S. economy being held hostage to foreign supply chains that are being disrupted. We saw the disruption of manufacturing cars in our own country. My hometown had a Ford stamping plant. They couldn't stamp Fords because the semiconductor chips were not available because they're coming from another country. I love the thought that we can wean ourselves from that dependence on others and what is happening in geopolitical situations out there. And we have enough geopolitical situations in our own state, but we could manage those. We could definitely manage those in comparison, and there'll be no stopping us. So we're seizing this opportunity. The Senate will talk about the $52 billion investment package, but also, Paul Tonko, thank you for your help getting that done. But what are we gonna do here in New York? How do we capitalize on what they just did, that extraordinary accomplishment that people said could not be done? And I think you've learned that you cannot say something can't be done when it comes to Senator Schumer, because he'll just break right through it, and he did. And let's give him a round of applause. And as we continue to attract businesses to build on the ecosystem that's already here, let's recognize, and I mentioned GlobalFoundries, we now have 76 semiconductor and electronics manufacturing establishments right here. We have almost a $5 billion economic impact already today, And that supports over 343,000 good paying jobs. And I'm proud that upstate New York has become the hub of this activity. This is where it belongs. We got the low cost power, plentiful space, affordable housing, great attractions, magnificent summers, winters, summers more so than winters. I'm from Buffalo, I can say that. But also having Albany Nanotech right here, the most advanced semiconductor research and development facility in the country right here, that's how we win the war. That's how we win the race and bring those jobs home. So we're ready to host the National Semiconductor Technology Center. We believe that what we're going to do here today, with that coming, will create over 1,000 jobs in the capital region. And now it's time for us to do our part at the state level. And states are going to have to compete for the business that's out there. Every state can take advantage of what happened in Washington. But how do we give that extra leg up to New York State? Well, we figured it out. It's called our $10 billion Green Chips Bill. And that's what I'm prepared to sign here today. You had the vision, Senator Cooney and all of our partners, particularly from Central New York and Finger Lakes region and the Capital region, all of you saw that the possibilities are there. You just have to be ready to seize them and position us as the ones that can say, come to New York. It'll be advantageous for you, you'll have the best workforce, and you'll be part of an ecosystem that's already thriving. So who can say no to that? And we're out there making that case strong. But one thing I'll also say I'm leveraging. I think it's important to let people know, when they're looking at other states to do their business, and what has been happening in state legislatures under different governors all across this country, when it comes to the rights of your workers, particularly, hopefully, half of your workforce, which is women, you need to rethink this. And I'm going to use that and say, your workforce, your women who cherish their rights to freedom, the right to have access to reproductive health care without limitations, if you want to respect your employees, you're going to have them work in the state of New York. And I will lean into that argument every day of the week. So, I'll close by saying why we call this a green chips bill. And why green? It's a nice color. But more than that, we're having a performance-based incentive, which means this is not a handout. It's not a handout. But what this is going to do is offset the cost of developing a semiconductor plant, and we're going to do it in a very green way. These incentives are going to be used for creating green vehicles, energy storage, clean energy, but also the process of creating those chips has to be green too. This is what sets us apart. We need to balance this opportunity with environmental sustainability. So we're going to be asking and requiring that renewable energy be used for these projects and achieve high levels of energy efficiency and meet our nation-leading greenhouse requirements. So once again, we're leading. New York will be the first state in the nation to have environmental standards along with these incentives. So when a chip fab gets built here under this Green Chips Initiative, they're going to have a distinction that sets them apart, that they can proudly say to their workers and their customers, we did this in a green way. So it's ambitious. But again, you have to create the jobs first. And for every dollar that the state will give in tax incentives after the jobs are created, there is an expectation, indeed a requirement, that there be $15 of direct spending by the company. That's how we incentivize with this $10 billion, $150 billion of direct spending in the state of New York. I would say that is a very good deal. That is a very good deal, and I'm prepared right now to sign that bill. As soon as we hear from some great speakers, I'm energized by this. I believe we're going to look back at this day and say this is the week that everything changed. From Washington, prioritizing the CHIPS bill at the federal level, what we're doing here at the state level, and now we say we are more than open for business. We embrace you with open arms. And a person who shares that philosophy with me and has been a champion beyond what anybody could ever expected. He is tenacious, tireless in his pursuit of bringing businesses to the state of New York, particularly upstate and in this industry, is our great majority leader, Chuck Schumer. Let's hear from him.
Thank you, Governor Hochul, for your partnership, your tremendous leadership on the Green Chips Bill, and I want to thank everybody who's here to join us today. Now, today is a perfect example of how our teamwork at the federal and state levels works seamlessly to create the ultimate 1-2 punch that culminates in upstate New York landing a knockout punch with thousands and thousands of good-paying jobs in upstate New York. Now, as many of you know, there's been a lot going on down there in Washington. The Senate just had one of its most productive sessions ever by passing the monumental Inflation Reduction Act, the largest investment ever by legions in climate change, and it'll lower the cost of prescription drugs, reduce inflation, and the national deficit by $300 billion. It's truly a once-in-a-generation bill, and I was proud to lead the charge to get that done. But this is only one of a list of many incredible accomplishments we were able to achieve in the last 5 weeks. With a 50-50 margin in the Senate, running from Joe Manchin to Bernie Sanders, not so easy. I do have a secret weapon. My staff has it. I want to show them my secret weapon. Where is he?
Here it is, folks.
We're talking about tech, but my secret weapon isn't that high tech. It's my flip phone. I talk to every member. They call me. No staff, no interference. We talk. And that's how we get things done, by respecting each other and talking to one another. And so we got done not only the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, but the PACT Act. Great, in more than a decade, veterans haven't gotten their health care that they need. We will get that. Ukraine aid, and for the first time in 30 years, bipartisan gun legislation. I wrote the Brady Law on Assault Weapon ban. When I was in the House, we were stymied by the power of the NRA. We got something done and passed it as well. But we're here today to talk about what is so dear and near to my heart, the CHIPS and Science bill getting signed into law this week by President Biden. And it was an amazing thing. Now, we used to call it Endless Frontiers. I like that name. But people thought it had something to do with covered wagons, you know, so we didn't use it. So it's now called the CHIPS and Science Bill. When I wrote it, we called it Endless Frontier, but now it's the same basic bill. And it makes the largest investment in American innovation and manufacturing in decades, and will bring major federal investment to every corner of New York. That's especially true for the $50 billion-plus in federal incentives that will act as a lightning rod to start making semiconductor chips, not only here in America, but in upstate New York, and not overseas. They will be made here in America with American labor, union labor. It will really be a dramatic change for us. Because I wrote this bill with upstate New York in mind. Because if New York is to maintain, and America is to maintain, its economic preeminence, we should be making semiconductors in Syracuse, not Shanghai. The federal incentives alone are a game changer. They've created a once-in-a-generation opportunity to bring manufacturing and research and development back to America, back to upstate New York, towns that lost their industries to overseas competition decades ago, and now ache to return, and finally we have the way, the path for that return. The semiconductor industry has taken notice, and companies are considering major investments in upstate New York because of the federal bill. And helping us is where we are today, helping us dramatically, and that is the Albany Nano Center. It's primed to be the hub, not just in the nation, but in the world of advanced semiconductor R&D, semiconductor technology. And companies that are manufacturing and perfecting the process want to be near this hub. There's going to be one in America. The majority leader of New York wants it here in Albany. What do you think's going to happen, everybody? It'll be so amazing. And I want to salute everybody who put this together and the union of companies, of universities, and of businesses. The reason probably we have a leg up is because, unlike other proposals, this unites all three. And the technology that's developed here will be available to all of our American companies. So it will be, and world companies, it'll be a world center for that. The construction jobs are going to be union. We wrote that into the law. And let me just say, there is nowhere better suited in the nation to land this hub here. I'm not stopping there. New York already has a great beachhead of high-tech industries. We have more shovel-ready sites than any other state. We have 34,000 employees already involved in chip fab. We have great companies. Tom Caulfield is here from Global Foundries. We have Wolfspeed in Utica. We have Corning right along the corridor to expand and make us the epicenter. But I just want to say, we need a 1-2 punch. The $50 billion we got in Washington will make sure that chip fabs locate in the United States, not in other countries. But the $10 billion that Governor Hochul has wisely pursued will make sure that then, once they come to America, they come to New York and not other states. So it's a really terrific, it's a terrific combination. And the Green Chips Bill that we're here to celebrate is making sure that New York's semiconductor potential gets supercharged, creating the perfect storm for the ultimate jolt of economic energy to strike upstate New York. It's a once-in-a-generation opportunity. And I'm so proud of working together with the governor at the federal and state level to make New York number one, not just in America, but in the whole world as we do this. Now, conclusion. Simply put, this is the 21st century's Erie Canal. Plain and simple. Only rather than locks and link water, this canal will be linking brains and brawn and advanced automation in an interconnected web of semiconductor manufacturing and research and development and associated supply chains. We have the ample productive workforce. We have the rich community of advanced research universities. We have the affordable and clean power and water. And we have partners in the federal and state government ready to propel us forward. You know, I mentioned Global Foundries. I helped bring Global Foundries here long before Tom came. And it was a gamble. They didn't know would it work in New York with so much difference. Well, not only was it a gamble that paid off, but now they're ready to build a second plant. And let me say, we thank Global Foundries for taking such leadership here in New York. So I've come here personally to first salute the governor for this great bill, and second, because I want to make sure that every major chip company hears our message loud and clear. New York and upstate New York is ready to power the future of America's microchip industry. Both our bills make sure these investments work. Union jobs, massive fabs, incentives, it's all great. We want all New Yorkers to be part of this opportunity. Like I said, because of our work, the future of chip manufacturing will be in Syracuse, not Shanghai, Batavia, not Beijing, the capital region, not China. Isn't that a great thing for all of us? So, with both the state CHIPS bill and the federal CHIPS bill being signed into law this week, you're witnessing the start of a beautiful relationship, one that sparks New York to become the epicenter of chip manufacturing and innovation. The governor and I are united in making this vision happen. Together, our bills will be a rocket chip to help New York's economy take off. They wrote it, I read it. I do laugh at my own jokes more than anybody else does. Working together, these synergies, in addition to our New York State world-class workforce, our research institutions, uniquely place New York at the top of the pack. And to all the chip companies out there watching, many of whom I just saw at the White House, it's time to make New York and upstate New York the nation's launching pad for future chip manufacturing. Together, let's get it done. Thank you, everybody. It's a great day, a turning point day for New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Congressman Paul Tonko.
Well, good morning, everyone. Governor, thank you for the invitation to join with you this morning. It was an honor to serve with you in Congress. I know your work ethic. I know your determination to make a difference. I know your focus on New York State. Thank you for your leadership as governor. And we wish you well as you go forward in leading this great state. But thank you for taking a good news week and making it even sweeter, because this is awesome. The news this week has been tremendous. It's uplifting, and it's encouraging and inspirational. I think it could be summarized as empowerment. We're going to power job creation, power capital investment, power R&D. That's just an infectious feeling, that it's going to spread deeply into the roots of New York. Tom Caulfield and the industry, thank you for all of you, IBM, Global Foundries, all of you for participating in that effort to put together this success story. You know, many thank yous going around, but make no mistake, the local leaders, the governors, the industry, the public sector, the R&D centers, academia, Mike Lyons and the union forces out there, you have all pushed really hard and have been part of this process. And I thank you for being so inclusively strong and speaking with one voice and making certain that we as leaders in Washington or in New York heard the message and made it happen. But you empowered that process. So thank you for that. We talk about the greatness of this bill. $52 billion invested in the semiconductor industry. We have been weak in putting investment across the table for a while now. But we are strong when we invest in innovation, in institutions, and in people. And this country is made stronger by this $52 billion investment. A noted alarm to the world that we are serious about the semiconductor microelectronics arena. We want to make certain that we build it here in the U.S. This is about national security, making certain that our dependence on others is weakened and our strength on our own is defined by these investments, making certain that the physical infrastructure will be there, and yes, that human infrastructure. You know, the center of which the senator spoke, and we're working hard to make certain that the House is behind as a delegation pushing for this New York choice, working with our friends in the Senate, working with our great majority leader, making certain that we continue to make that location be here. It's a hand-in-glove fit. That national center, the NSTC, comes because I believe we have the manufacturing going on with the greatness of those here in New York. We have the R&D going on with our nanotech campus. We have workforce development with our community colleges and other organizations that are putting it together. Our academia that's contributing to that regard. So we're there sitting pretty with a hand and glove fit. We deserve that designation. And I'm convinced by working together, we'll make that happen. And it's going to make a difference. As we conferenced on this bill, I couldn't help but think of the years worth of investment, decades worth by New York, making certain that we shared this vision that brought us to this point, layering upon layering success. I remember my days as the Assembly Energy Chair, working with the Speaker and leadership in the House, in the Assembly, to make certain that we had that presence of science and technology and engineering here in New York State, and in a great way in the Capital Region. Making certain that through the efforts in Washington on the Energy Committee or on the Science, Space, and Tech Committee or as leading the Environment and Climate Subcommittee in the House, we heard the message that New York is ready, that America is ready for this investment. And now it's happening. Empowering coming. We heard a lot of talk about the Erie Canal in the last few days and weeks. An inspiration. Still, that history speaks to us. And while, yes, it did connect on behalf of an agenda to grow a port out of New York, a great ocean with the Great Lakes, it was a magical moment because it expressed again the pioneer spirit of this nation, where as we developed that canal, we not only strengthened the opportunity for port activity at New York City, but gave birth to a necklace of communities dubbed mill towns that became the epicenters of invention and innovation that again sparked the magic of creative genius that is part of our DNA. So today we stand on that humble history and recognize that we eclipse now into a new era of job creation and business development that will be focused on these high-tech opportunities. That speaks to us forcefully. Just as the moment when JFK talked about the global race on space, making certain that we came together, regardless of party affiliation, regardless of background, we came together and said, we will be the nation to land that American flag on the moon before any other nation lands their flag. And it happened. This is akin to that moment. It is the magic, the mystery, the passion to make a difference. And I couldn't be prouder than to represent this region, which is so forcefully strong in that semiconductor business. So it's happening. And I was happy to encourage a science and tech approach attached to this investment in the core ingredients of $52 billion, making certain that R&D investment is part of this package so that we develop through the DOE the next generation of chips so that where research is taking place, manufacturing follows. It's a simple formula. So we're set, we're raring to go. Just yesterday, we had a workforce development or a roundtable discussion with several partners from the industry, from academia, from public-private sectors, from those building the workforce. And it was clear. It was about implementation. We are indeed absolutely ready to implement these dollars as they're shared with New York. And this sweet news of green chips will make certain that we lead the nation not only in landing those jobs, but performing in a green fashion. It is remarkably strong. Thank you so much, Kathy, Governor Hochul, for that leadership. Thank you to the legislators to make it, that happen. And as we all come together with the federal legislation complemented by the state legislation, we are sitting pretty. So the outcome is we're fired up and we're ready to go. We're ready to go. Let's be fired up and make it happen. This is great news. Keep it coming. Thank you to the private sector for your investment. Thank you to the public-private sector team. Let's make it happen.
Please welcome to the podium State Senator Jeremy Cooney.
Good morning. I'm Jeremy Cooney. I have the great pleasure of representing my hometown of Rochester in the New York State Senate. I'm delighted to be here with all of you today. Governor, you made me get up very early this morning before the sun came up to hit the road and drive along the thruway. And as I was passing through Rochester and all of these great upstate cities, small and mid-sized cities like Geneva, into John Mannion's district in Syracuse, through the Mohawk Valley and down into Canajoharie, we're almost near Breslin country here, and I was thinking of the shared story that we have as upstate New Yorkers. You know, when I graduated from high school and went on to college, so many of my friends and family members, they left. They went to cities like Austin, Texas, for opportunities. But something changes. They really wanted to come back. They wanted to come back to upstate New York. They recognized the value of what we have. They know that we've got access to fresh water, shorter commute times, great arts and culture. But they couldn't come back because there are not enough good-paying jobs to bring that population back to upstate New York. They want to raise a family here. They want to send their kids to great schools. They want to be part of the state that the governor is building. But they couldn't do it. That changes today. Because of the leadership of our majority leader, Senator Schumer, because of the tenacity of our leaders in Congress like Paul Tonko, and because of the vision and the commitment of our great governor, Kathy Hochul, that dynamic is changing, and that story is going to look very different for the next generation. We are going to raise a flag here in upstate New York and say that we are open for business and that we support green manufacturing. This state legislation, which I had the great pleasure of drafting and of course was proud to co-sponsor with Senator Mannion and Senator Breslin, is really changing about how we do economic development in New York. We're no longer going to be competing among each other. It's not Rochester versus Buffalo. It's about changing the dynamic and recognizing that we're stronger together as a state. We have set the ball in motion for this to be a national conversation. Because the conversation shouldn't be among different cities, we should be working together. This is Rochester versus Raleigh, North Carolina. This is Syracuse versus Cincinnati, Ohio. We have to change the game. And when we work together, and we work together both on a federal level and on the state level, we change that conversation from years past. And by the way, these jobs that we're hoping, thousands of jobs that we have the potential to bring to New York State, these are not minimum wage jobs. These are not jobs that take years of highly technical education. These are real jobs that our neighbors and our families can access immediately to change the dynamic of what our state looks like. This is the best of what we do in New York, and I am so proud to be part of a team that gets it, and we're going to continue to deliver for the next generation of New Yorkers. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podium the President and CEO of Empire State Development, Hope Knight.
Good morning, and it's a privilege to be here. First, I want to say thank you, Governor Hochul. From day one, you led the way, not by only recognizing the importance of the semiconductor industry, but for advocating for ways to grow the industry here in New York. And in doing so, ensuring the strength of the Empire State's economy. I also want to thank Senator Majority Leader Charles Schumer for his tireless efforts to make the CHIPS and Science Act a reality. And I want to thank the New York State Legislature, particularly the bill sponsors, who recognized the importance of what the governor was proposing and supported its passage. Lastly, I want to thank my team at ESD who helped inform this legislation, and whose dedicated public service helps create thousands of good-paying jobs in New York. I want to take this opportunity to thank a couple of members of the team, Kevin Yunus, Kevin Hansen, Allison Kabir, Brad Austin, Tom Reagan, and Kristen DeVoe. The Green Chips bill is poised to have a transformative impact on upstate New York. Green Chips puts New York State in an even better position to bring these semiconductor fabs back to the U.S. at a time when traditional manufacturing has suffered, especially upstate. We have the opportunity to create thousands of good jobs across New York, and we will be attracting companies that want to make a difference here. The businesses that sign up for Green Chips tax credits care about their communities and a sustainable future. Green Chips delivers firm commitments, prevailing wage construction jobs, reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, and a strong return on investment for taxpayers over the life of these projects. Our future looks brighter, stronger, and greener. Thank you, Governor Hochul and the legislature, for supporting this truly nation-leading, innovative, and focused forward program. And now, Governor Hochul, let's sign this bill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.